Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. We pray you had a very blessed Christmas, remembering the baby Jesus who came to rescue us, and that's Emmanuel, God with us. The story is not over yet. He is coming again,
Amen.
And all this mess of COVID we are living in will be no more. Amen. As it says in Galatians 6:9, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
And we pray that you enjoyed the Christmas Eve service and all the different people that work so hard to bring it to you. You know, we just want to say thank you to all of them, and thank you to Jeff Fleming for putting it all together for all of us. And we really pray you enjoyed it. Now, today we have a special treat for you. Our Jane Herbin will be sharing the message called Come All You Who Are Tired, based on Matthew 11. So get that ready in your Bibles.
And Barry and I would like to wish you a happy new year. Be safe. We love you and we definitely do miss you. Now, before Jane shares, do you have your favorite morning beverage and do you have your Bibles with you?
Let's pray and just bless our service. So we pray, Father in heaven, that you would send your Holy Spirit, not just to our homes, but, you know, to us, I mean, but to all of our homes, to everyone who's listening. We pray that you would come and inhabit this time and this space with those who are joining us today. We want to invite you to speak to us with your voice in our lives. And we just pray, Father, you bless this time. Bless Jane,
yes,
even as she listens to this with all of us today. God bless you all.
Yes, God bless
and
you.
We
Happy
pray
New Year.
We will see you soon. Amen.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the last Sunday of the year. Because it's been a leap year, we have finished almost 366 days of it. 366 days of 2020. That's a lot of days. But today is a new day. And a few days ago, I had a picture of this whole concept, this whole idea of a new day. And what I saw was a theater, a stage, and there were huge, beautiful, thick theater curtains. And behind the curtains, you could hear the people getting the stage ready. And there was excitement. There was scraping of furniture, and there was laughter and chatting. And there was a real sense of anticipation and excitement. And then they were ready to open the curtain and present this. And what they were presenting was the new day. And it was God's workers, God's minions, God's angels, I'm not sure, preparing this day for us. And what struck me was God knows what we're going to do in this day. He knows the good, the bad, the ugly. He knows everything. And every single day, he gives us a new day as a gift. And he says, this is the day that I have made for you. Rejoice and be glad in it. And today, my mercies are new for you. Today, you have everything you need for a life of godliness. This is my day, and I want you in it. And yet, at these days, these Christmas days, and especially with COVID-19 and all the mess that's been created, many people at this time of year are just really exhausted. There's physical exhaustion, but also for a lot of people, it gets and has gotten much bigger than that. There's almost like a soul weariness. And that kind of weariness, that kind of tired is different for every single person. And it's not something that you can get over just by a little pat on the back or encouraging little text with a nifty emoticon. People are just feeling done. And I believe the message for today speaks to that level of done, speaks to us ending this most unusual year, and also gives us encouragement and a focus for the new year. Now, if you do have your Bibles open, that would be helpful because it'll help us oversee some of the broader context. And we're going to be looking at Matthew 11, specifically verse 28 and 30. And here Jesus speaks, and he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, isn't that just an amazing invitation? Jesus himself says, come and rest. Like, that's the sort of a spa day. That's the sort of life you'd want to sign up for. And these are amazing few verses with very simple and yet incredibly powerful words that are very fitting to end 2020 and to step into 2021. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Notice how very simple and very clear this statement is. Come to me if you're burdened. Jesus simply offers himself as the solution to burdens. He is not offering any kind of religion. He's not offering a spiritual system or some kind of special project. There's no fourfold peace to path-giving enlightenment. There's no 10 easy ways to relieve your weariness. There's no super devotional system or anything like that. He just invites us to himself. And when you stop and think about it, that's actually pretty bold. Hey, come to me, and I'll give you rest. And it begs the question, well, who is this me? And what can we learn from him that would lead to this kind of rest? Well, obviously, this me is Jesus, but there's more than that. Who is that? And this invitation is very realistic for us today, and it fits for us right now. Jesus knows that we're worn out. He knows that we're weary. He knows that we're heavy laden. And he's not asking us to pretend that everything's fine, that we've got it all together. What he does is he invites us to come to him, get free of everything that weighs us down. And as we do that, as we come to him, as we learn from him and take his yoke, we find and experience rest. So as we come to him, as we learn, as we take his yoke, we find and experience rest. And as we do that, and that's a process, we increasingly live as we were truly meant to live. Can you imagine living 2021 that way, living 2021 like you were truly meant to live? How can that be? Well, we just celebrated Christmas, and at Christmas we remember and celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. And that's the me that we are invited to, Emmanuel, God with us. And a quick look at a little bit of the context helps us to understand a little more, because there's so much more than this, about who this me is and how and why he can give us rest. And it's very exciting. So if you have your Bibles with you, open to Matthew 10. Now if you look at just the headings in Matthew 10, you'll see that Jesus is sending out his 12 disciples. And for this trip, he tells them not to go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to Israel, because he wants Israel, he wants his people to see who he is. And Jesus gives these 12 guys the authority to drive out evil spirits, to heal every disease and sickness. In other words, he sends them out to demonstrate or to live out what the kingdom of heaven is all about. These guys have been hanging out with Jesus a little bit. He's shown them how to minister. They have learned from him. And as we see throughout the New Testament, most of them continue to learn from him. So these 12 guys do it. These ordinary men, they go out, they drive out evil spirits, they heal diseases, they heal sicknesses, because Jesus, because the me, is able to give them that authority, because he himself has that authority, and I think it's because he himself is that authority. And that's the kind of me that you'd want to come to. So that's presented in Matthew 10. And Matthew 11 begins almost on a sad note. John the Baptist's disciples come to Jesus. John himself is in prison. And John the Baptist sends him and asks Jesus, are you really the one that we were expecting? In other words, the question is, are you the right me? And Jesus answers them in Matthew 11, 4-6 with a very clear kingdom announcement, showing in part who he is and what he does. Jesus replied, remember what the 12 apostles just did, disciples rather, he says, go back and report to John what you hear and see. And there's a colon. So that means here it comes. What do you hear and see? Well, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And then he adds, blessed is anyone who doesn't stumble on account of me. The question was, Are you the one? And the answer is, well, look at the evidence. And Jesus adds, after the evidence, blessed is anyone who doesn't stumble because of me. Jesus wants his cousin, John the Baptist, and us to know who he is and what he does. He doesn't want John discouraged, even though John is now in jail. He doesn't want him discouraged because of his circumstances, but he wants him and us to keep our focus on Jesus. Come to me. Some who did stumble over Jesus were the religious leaders of the day. We hear a lot about the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, and Jesus addresses them in the next section. In Matthew 10:20-24, he rebukes them and rebukes the various cities because they did see the miracles that proved who he was, and still they refused to come to him and believe in him. That is, they refused to take his yoke. They had expectations of who the Messiah would be, and they had expectations of what he would and should do, and Jesus wasn't meeting their expectations. And notice that Jesus doesn't justify or explain it to them, or to John, or to us. But what he does is he offers himself and his kingdom. Come to me. Learn from me. Take my yoke. And as we do that, we will increasingly find that rest. Jesus promises, I will give you rest. You will find rest for your soul. Jesus, the Son of God, says that when we come to him, and we need to remember, this is an invitation that is there at all times, and it's always our choice to RSVP. It's always our choice to accept it and enter it. Jesus says, when we come to him, we will find rest. You're not going to find rules. You're not going to find obligations or stress or anxiety, but you're going to find rest. You will find rest for your souls. So if we don't find rest, if we aren't in a place of rest, then it's important for us to check where we are. And I've noticed that for myself more and more the last few months, that when I am in a place of unrest for whatever reason, I notice that I haven't come to Jesus. I'm not facing him. I'm not learning from him. I'm not taking his yoke. And it's only when I go back there that I might rest. Our souls only find rest in Jesus because that is our home. And it's very interesting to think about this during the Christmas and now the COVID season and as we move into 2021. There's a lot more restlessness and frantic searching for something. There's an astounding marketing of products that promise to fulfill every need. In fact, the other day I saw one for a burger that promised stuff. I thought, oh my goodness, this is a burger and it's promising me joy and happiness. And all that stuff is false in the sense that all those things can only provide temporary relief, distraction, or even a small bit of happiness. But they don't, burgers don't, lighten our load. They don't ultimately deliver. And some of the stuff that's marketed enslaves. The religious rules of the scribes and Pharisees didn't deliver. They enslaved. And much of the stuff that we put on ourselves does that too. And Jesus, the one who knows us so intimately, knows that only he is our salvation and our rest. So he is the answer to our questions, our concerns, and our fears. And that's why he offers himself. Because only in him will we find rest for our souls. But entering that rest, entering into that me, involves action on our part. There are three verbs there. Come to me, take my yoke, learn from me. So we saw the coming to him. But what's this yoke about? Like a yoke, as you know, is what an animal is hooked onto. They often are heavy and overbearing. They can cause stress and they can wear us out. They're maneuvered by whoever's doing the plowing. And the religious leaders of Jesus' day put all kinds of yokes and expectations on the Israelites. They made and enforced all kinds of rules and regulations. And we often do that. We often do that to ourselves and to others. Oh, it's so fantastic you believe in Jesus now. This is what you got to do, and make sure you do this, and oh, make sure you pray enough and have daily devotions. The earlier, the better. You know, the holier you are. You've got to keep God happy. But none of that is Jesus' yoke. The yoke that Jesus calls us to is his finished work on the cross. Because on the cross, Jesus took that huge, the unbearable yoke of sin and all its condemnation. He took the yoke of the law and our inability to keep, and he did it all for us. That's his yoke. That's what he's inviting you to take on. He's inviting you to accept him as your Lord and Savior and then rest in his finished work. He did all the work, and he gave us all the rest. And in true God fashion, it didn't end there. He rose, he went to heaven, and then he sent his Holy Spirit. And through the Spirit, he gives us everything we need, and all we have to do is trust him. That means we quit trying to add to it. We quit trying to show God what a good deal he got. We quit trying to impress him with our good deeds. It's Jesus only. Come to me. Take my yoke. This is the me. He wants us to come to him as we are, knowing and trusting that he's gentle and humble. Doesn't want us to come with religion. Just come to me. I did it all, and I did it for you. Jesus is so clearly not looking for those who consider themselves wise and learned, but only for those who come as they are, who come empty, who come, who take the yoke, who believe in his finished work and rest. In fact, in the verses just before our text, so in Matthew 12:25-26, Jesus says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Just come and take and receive it as a child. Jesus asks us to learn from him, and we will find rest for our souls. Come, take my yoke. Learn. It's very interesting that he says we will find rest for our souls. I think it's tied into learning from Jesus that rest for our souls is not necessarily and not continually downloaded. It's part of the learning of him. And this learning is a process. It's ongoing. Part of the invitation to get to know me is to intentionally learn from the me. And we do that through hanging out with him, through studying his word, through listening to him, through praying, using the spiritual disciplines we need, being accountable, being church together, even in the time that we can't be together in the traditional way. There's all kinds of ways we can be together. And through increasingly walking by the Spirit, through worship. And none of this is earning. We don't earn anything, but we learn. And that's the big difference. And what you notice is as you get to know Jesus, your capacity to trust him and your capacity to rest in him increases. The disciples that were sent out in Matthew 10 included Peter. And we know some of his life. You know, he's the guy who walked on the water. He's a little bit impulsive, and he promised Jesus he would never leave him, and then ends up denying him three times, and he gets reinstated. And so he was just this impetuous sort of young man. That's what he's sort of presented there. But then when you read the book of Acts and you read the two letters that Peter wrote, we read about a Peter who had done just what Jesus invited him to do. Peter came to Jesus. He took his yoke. He learned from him. And he found the rest for his soul that he was so desperately seeking. And in the case of Peter, it involved some incredible trials. But I think you could say that Peter ended up walking on the water with Jesus for the rest of his life. Because he came to Jesus, he learned who this me was. Come to me, says Jesus. That's the light yoke he calls us to. And it's the only yoke in existence that gives us rest for our souls. And as we come to this amazing me and learn from him, our lives increasingly become what Jesus intended them to be. And what flows from them is easy. And it's light, it's not burdensome, it's not anxiety. That was true for Peter, as we saw. This me is the Son of God, is Emmanuel, God with us. He's lowly, he's gentle of heart, he has authority. He's the one who created you, who knows you, and he wants you to find him. But he's not going to push you into it. It's an open 24/7 invitation that requires an RSVP. We're about to enter 2021, and it's definitely worth taking some time at this time of year and examine your last year. When and where did you find peace and rest? And when you weren't resting in Jesus, where were you hanging out? What were you hanging on to, rather? Sorry. What yokes have you taken that were not from him? Ask God to show you, and then ask him what he has for you. It's an astounding process. He's gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest. And as we enter 2021, it would be good for us to resolve to accept this invitation moment by moment. And as soon as you realize you've stepped away from it, just go back to it. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new year. There's theater curtains, and there's excitement about what's coming up for us. But in all of that, Jesus asks us to come to him. Take his yoke, learn from him, and then we will find rest for our souls. That's amazing. Have an amazing 2021.